Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the superintendent for Haywood County Schools, and today I guess I'm serving as the co-host for the Haywood County Schools Report. We're going to spend a little bit of time talking to our new associate superintendent, Dr. Trevor Putnam. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Nolte.
I appreciate you being on today, and a lot of people are going to know you just because of your work and, you know, your experience in the community, but you know, there may be some people who don't, or, you know, maybe they're a new teacher or they've not been here long or a new business person and they've dialed up the program. So if you don't mind, just talk a little bit about your background and, you know, sort of who you are outside of work and, you know, where you lived and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I am from Haywood County, proud to be a Haywood County native, and I am a product of Haywood County Schools, so obviously very passionate about Haywood County Schools and the kids that we serve, having been a product of it. And was a athlete also, participated in sports, football, basketball, track, pretty much anything that came my way. So understand the importance of those to the school system as well. So just been around a long time, been involved in several different capacities and interacted with the community in several different ways. And so I imagine folks do know me, and it's good to serve in this role and work with those folks in a variety of ways.
And I'm glad you mentioned the athletics and knowledge of the community. I knew you would say the knowledge of the community because I know you, but you know, there's just a lot more to a school system than test scores or, you know, winning a football game or having a high ACT or something like that. It really is a big picture, you know, and you've had, we'll talk maybe that's the next question that we sort of talked about when we were preparing to do the podcast, but you've had a good variety of experiences and, you know, not everyone gets to be an associate superintendent unless they've had really good experiences along the way. And so if you just talk to people a little bit about, you know, some of the experiences you've had along the way.
Well, I've been on the east side of the county and the west side of the county. And if you're a Haywood County native, you know that that's important to recognize the two sides.
The line somewhere near Clyde, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Depends on who you are.
Yes, sir. And so I started out as a teacher and coach at Pisgah High School, assisted in football and coached track there. Loved my track kids. That was a great opportunity. Loved my football kids. After leaving Pisgah, I went to Bethel Elementary and Bethel Middle and was a halftime AP at both those places, which Dr. Nolte, I know you know well those aren't really halftime positions.
It's full-time both places.
It's full-time both places,
right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was fortunate enough to be named the principal at Central Elementary and really enjoyed my time. Funny story about Central, I never will forget Dr. Nolte and Dr. Garrett all calling in a big panel calling me into the room and saying you're on the federal watch list and you got to get the school turned around and, oh, by the way, you got a year to do it. So, but we had good folks, good teachers, good support staff, and we got the ship righted and turned around. And
oh, yeah.
As far as I know, Central did very well in those following years, and that's a credit to that staff. And so Central Elementary, very near and dear to my heart. And then after that, on to Waynesville Middle School, and boy, that is a big old place.
It sure is.
With lots of moving parts.
Having been the principal there myself, it's a big one.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah.
And so that was quite a challenging task, but just really enjoyed my 7 years there. What a great staff, what a great community. Felt very supported there and just enjoyed every minute that I served at Waynesville Middle, getting to know the kids and working with the staff and community there was just a great opportunity.
Right.
And then after that, here I am.
Here you are. And you and Waynesville Middle moved too, in lots of ways, positive directions. One of the things that I was most impressed about, and of course, you know, we all think about test scores; those got better. But I was just impressed with just the appearance of the campus and the overall sort of culture of the school and the way parents talked about, you know, their kids going there and how they felt about it. All that went really, really well while you were there.
I appreciate you saying that. Yeah. That's a credit to the staff and community there. But, yeah, it is a very rewarding feeling to see teachers and students be able to be successful. And I do remember from my first year, volleyball hadn't won in quite some time. Mm-hmm. And I remember a young lady, and I won't reveal her name, dropping to her knees and looking up to the sky because she had just won her very first volleyball match. So you talked about well-rounded. And
yeah, it takes all of it.
It takes all of it. And to have that child get to experience that and know what a win and what success feels like, that's a very rewarding thing. And we were able to do that in all of our sports, as well as improve in our academics as well. So,
well, in small school systems, we wear lots of hats, and you're not immune to that. And people could probably look this up, you know, online, or we'll distribute some stuff at the beginning of the year. But you want to just run down, you know, some of your general roles? It seems like we add new ones every day.
I'm still figuring that out.
There you go.
I can tell you that facilities is a big portion of what I've been charged with and responsible for. I also serve as the county athletic director and oversight for transportation and maintenance and our technology department. And so schools, food services is also in there. So making sure those departments have what they need to be successful. It's a lot like being a principal, just in a lot bigger role.
That's right. That's right.
And then, you know, there are some little things that I do, as like facility use and out of state field trips. Just as Dr. Nolte alluded to, there are some little things that tack onto those big things.
Yeah, like I still do the public information contact stuff. You just have to do those things.
Yes, sir.
And the literature.
Yes, sir.
So how about focus points? You know, there's a lot there. You can't focus on everything at once, and your focus points may change over time. But just as you've had just a little while to think about, you know, the next year or so, some things that we'll be focusing on or you'll be focusing on.
Well, my background's in industry, or my education is in industry. I've since went back and received additional degrees for education, but initially I started out with industry training. And so the thing I always try to do is improve processes, make sure they're efficient, efficient in how they operate and in how they use money. And so looking at the processes and how to modernize some of those, an example might be facility use, looking at a streamlined process so that we can make it easier on all parties involved as we try to fulfill those requests. Also looking at facilities and hopefully make some upgrades and improvement to facilities, and sometimes that means we have properties or things that we don't need or are not using or utilizing efficiently, and sometimes it means fixing existing properties so that they better suit the needs of students. So
I know you'll do a real good job with that. We've got about 30 seconds left. I want to thank you for being on the program.
Thank you, and I wanted to say I appreciate the trust that the board has bestowed on me, and as well as you, Dr. Nolte, and the community. It's a big thank you. This is an awesome opportunity, and I plan to work very hard and serve the students well.
You've earned it, and I know you will. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. Hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.